Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tigers taking on the Blue Jays today. It seems like the Tigers, all they play is the Blue Jays, the Yankees, and the Phillies. And maybe the Pirates. Anyway, like I mentioned, single game tickets go on sale at 10 o'clock. Tigers.com joining us now. Now, yesterday we spoke to Matthew Boyd and the other half of the guys that the Tigers got for the Blue Jays in the David Price trade joins us now. He is Daniel Norris. What's up, Daniel? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are y'all?
Good. You know, I was looking over some stuff and 27 years old. It seems like you've been here for a while. You're still a young guy.
I appreciate that. Yeah. It does. I mean, it feels, I think time just kind of flies, you know. I mean, seems like the other day I was just, you know, getting called up and I was a young little kid, but I guess I'm getting older.
Yeah, you're a grizzled veteran now. Curious what you think of the new regime, both A.J. Hinch and your new pitching coach, Chris Vetter.
Yeah, I mean, I think I can, you know, collectively speak for all the players and pitchers that we're all pretty psyched on having them. You know, it's always weird. We've had a couple turnovers since I've been here with the Tigers, and you're always excited, but, you know, it takes a bit to kind of get used to whatever they've got going. But it just feels different here. I think AJ has a really profound attention to detail, and I think that's really going to pay dividends for us as a team. And, you know, whether it's pitching, infield, hitting, all that kind of stuff, it's just really doing things right. And if you don't, do it again, you know. So I think that's great.
You mentioned you've had a couple of turnovers in the coaching staff. How long as a player for you does it take to understand what the new regime, what their expectations are, what they're looking for you so that you can, you know, continue your career in the same spot?
Yeah, I mean, I think it all starts with conversation number one, you know, and for me, that was, you know, early in the off season, whenever AJ was signed on, and, you know, they reach out and kind of show you what they've got laid out and what their plans are. And then that's just from conversation one, and then you finally get to meet them in person, and that relationship just keeps growing, you know. But it's cool, you know, there's always, you only get one first impression. I think everybody's pretty focused on, you know, playing the best they can, playing hard even in spring training, which is good. Yeah, it's been really good so far.
What is your role actually going to be? I mean, you thrive with that three-inning deal last year. Is that going to be what you're going to continue doing?
I'm not so sure about, you know, I've had some conversations with AJ and Chris, and I don't know that it's going to be, you know, the three innings. I think, you know, it's going to be, just from my understanding, it'd be a little more high leverage, you know, instead of sort of following, you know, following like a starter, like a long man. I think, you know, it kind of made it clear that's not going to be my role, which is exciting for me because I basically told AJ, I was like, listen, if I'm not going to start, like, I want you to feel like you need me in the game to help win. You know, and I want to be in when the game's on the line, whether that's sixth inning or on later, you know, whatever it is, I want to kind of be that guy for you. And we've got plenty of everybody in the bullpen can be that guy. But, you know, in my case, I was just like, that's what I want to be, you know, if I'm not going to start. And, you know, they agreed. So it's exciting to, you know, feel like you're going to be used and you know, when the team needs you the most.
Every year there's a few things that I know every professional athlete wants to work on and get better at. What were some of those things this off season that you put your mind to and said, I want to get better at these couple of things going into this season?
Yeah, I think sorry for all the background noise of going for a walk. But, yeah, I think for me, my main objective this offseason was, number one, you know, get the body stronger, get that in a good position to stay healthy. That's kind of always number one. But from a pitching standpoint, I really wanted to just iron out some things on my fastball. You know, analytically, I know I've always spun the ball well as far as spin rate goes, but it wasn't very efficient. And I guess what I mean by that is, like, if I was going to throw a fastball away to a right-handed hitter, you know, I'd start it away, but sometimes it would cut middle because it spun in a bad direction. Like, it was just inefficient. So my goal was to kind of get more true spin to it, if that makes sense, where if I'm going, you know, down and away, it's gonna stay there, and I don't have to worry about leaking back over the middle of the plate. And so, yeah, I went up to drive line and hung out with Boyd and Scooble for about a week and got some really good progress on that. I mean, it took truthfully one day to increase that efficiency by, you know, 5 to 10%, which was, you know, it was really cool to see that. And so I've just kind of been, you know, this spring working on keeping that consistent. And, you know, it's not going to be perfect every time, but working on that stuff and seeing what works, then you can kind of tap back into it if you feel like it's going awry at any time.
Daniel Norris joins us on the Stoney and Jansen program. We were talking about in all sports and baseball as well, there seems to be an added emphasis on offense, all the home runs in baseball. But there was a story where they said that MLB is admitting that they're going to try to, like, deaden the balls a little bit for this year, maybe just in certain ballparks. I'm not sure. Have you noticed anything different with the baseball this year? And when you heard about that, he said, wow, finally something for the pitchers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, over the course of the last few years, I think you could just see it in the numbers, but you could also see it in real time. You know, you give a I can think of a few times, you know, I jam a guy and think it's a good pitch and you're almost walking off the mound because it's the end of the inning, and then you peek over your shoulder and it's five rows deep in the stands. You're like, what in the world? You know, it didn't seem like you got that ball. So as far as this year, I wouldn't say I noticed, like, a drastic difference. I've seen, I mean, Robbie Grossman hit a ball, you know, to Cocoa Beach yesterday. So, if you get the ball, you get it. I think that's maybe what they're trying to eliminate, is just when those balls that shouldn't be homers are just, you know, flying out of there. But, you know, it's all good.
You've got about a week left before you make the trip up north here. What's the anticipation like as opening day approaches?
I think we're all really excited. You know, obviously, spring training's fun. It's always really fun, especially like the first couple weeks. But then you get to kind of this point in spring, and we're like, all right, you know, everybody's feeling good. Let's go ahead and get up there. Body's feeling good. We're rolling. Let's, you know, get this thing on, you know, on track. And yeah, I think we're, you know, just kind of chomping at the bit to get up to Detroit, and hopefully it's not too cold when we get up there, but we'll see how it goes. But no, we're also excited, you know, to have opening day in Detroit. I think the last couple of years we've been on the road, so, and pretty psyched to have some fans in the stands again. We missed that a lot last year, so that'll be really good for us.
I don't know if he's going to make the team, but what's it like having a guy like Derek Holland with you guys? Because all I hear is he's hysterical.
Super good dude. I, you know, my opinion doesn't matter, but I think he's going to make the team. He's just had a killer spring, and I mean, he's been around for a long time. You know, got a long list of seasons on the back of his baseball card, and you know, anytime you have a veteran presence, you know, in the clubhouse, especially with a young team like us, it's just I'm not sure a lot of people understand the value of that, just because, you know, he's been through a lot in his career, a few different teams, all that, but he's just, you know, the more time you have, the more, you know, and you can teach, and you know, I think he's open to learning from young guys too. You know, that's a good balance to have. And yeah, he's been great.
Hey, you mentioned back of the baseball card. What's a Daniel Norris rookie card worth these days?
Probably, I would say 99 cents. Maybe go to your local Walmart and get a random pack and then sell it on eBay and you can get yourself half a cup of coffee.
Hey, you mentioned that veteran presence, and we started off, you're 27, you're still young, but it seems like you have been here for a while, and now you see guys like Casey Mize, Tarek Skubal. How can you, being one of the older guys on the staff, help some of those younger guys when you talk about the expectations of coming up here and starting the season off and improving from year to year?
Yeah, no, that's a good question, just because I look at guys like Skubal and Casey and Matt Manning and Joey Wentz, you know, some of the prospects we have
that are coming pitching-wise.
And, I mean, Casey's an example. You know,
I know he hasn't had the results he would have loved to have this spring, but I think it's good for him because, I mean, you watch him throw the guy, he was throwing 99 the other day, and I'm like, dude, in all reality, you have absolutely nothing to worry about. You know, your time's going to come, and it might be in a week or it might be whenever, who knows, but it's just you're the number one prospect for a reason, and you have to believe that. Like, on a lesser scale, like, I've struggled like that when I had that kind of pressure on me, you know, being a prospect, and you're living and dying by every pitch, you feel like, and in reality, you're not. You know, there's a plan in place, and you're going to be successful. And with Casey, he works super hard. He's very diligent in his work, so he's going to be just fine. But, you know, anything that I could say to him, and I have, it's just kind of like, hey man, like, you work hard, you're guaranteed to have ups and downs, you're not going to be perfect every game, but when you have the kind of stuff that he has, you're going to be successful more than you're not going to be successful. So, you know, if anything, it's just like trust. He's just got to trust in his work, because he does work hard, and it's going to, I mean, he's, sky's the limit for him. Same as Skubal. I love watching those guys pitch. You know, they've got insane stuff, their tool bags full, you know, and it's just, like I said, it's weird, you know, you just learn every time you pitch, especially when you're young. Sometimes the stuff doesn't match the results, or the results don't match the stuff, and yeah, I mean, Casey, his stuff this spring is, in my opinion, like 10 times better than he even showed last year, so it's really cool to see that, and he's put a lot of good work in the off season, and you can see it in his stuff, and the results are going to match soon.
Well, we appreciate the time. You can continue with your walk. We hear the birds chirping, and enjoy the rest of Lakeland, and we'll see you in a week.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right, that's Daniel Norris, pitcher for the Detroit Tigers. Don't forget, Tigers tickets go on sale today. Go to tigers.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.